Welcome to the Heme Consults Podcast, a weekly inspiration infusion for women of color and hematology. Dear woman of color and hematology, Heme Consults is your personal space to rest, recharge, and renew your spirit with a weekly infusion of inspiration from hematologist Dr. Toyosi Onwemena. Every Sunday, Dr. Onwemena will remind you that you are a superstar and have everything you need to succeed in your incredible career as a hematologist. Welcome to the hematology sisterhood that will transform your world. Welcome to the Heme Consults Podcast. I'm your host, Toyosi Onwemena. It is an absolute pleasure to be talking with you today. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am excited to bring you today's episode, which is the importance of the rest, the creation and rest cycle. So the creation and rest cycle. And as always, I will tell you that this is the title right now, but it all comes together for me at the end when I go to upload the episode. I think, what's the actual right title? So right now, it's about rest and working. So we'll figure out the title later. But thank you so much for tuning in. And I just want to encourage you, a woman of color in hematology, that your work matters. Your work has value. The work you do matters. And if you didn't do the work would not exist. It matters because it is specially you. The work has your signature on it. Somebody else could come and do the work, but they wouldn't do it like you do it. And they couldn't create the same results that you create. And so if there is anybody in your life asking you to be silent, keeping you from speaking in whatever way, or encouraging you not to show up and create the work, I want to let you know that you do need to, and you can't listen to them. You got to listen to the voice inside you that tells you you've got to get up and create the work that you came to create, because somebody else may be doing the same thing, but they don't have your flavor. They can't put your spin on it. And if you don't show up, the world loses something great. But even more importantly, you lose something great. Because when you are able to find expression for your work, or when your work finds expression through you, the person who benefits the most first is you. If you don't create the work, you don't benefit from the person you become in the process of creating the work. And yes, the world loses out too, but more importantly, you lose out. So I want to encourage you that people may be asking you to just do what everybody else is doing. Just go with the flow, just get on the bandwagon. But I want to encourage you that the work you came to do is absolutely uniquely yours. I hope you'll get off the bandwagon, even if it means walking, so that you can do the work you came to do. All right. Thank you. Thank you for listening. All right. So today I want to share with you an experience I had in the last week. The experience actually spans more than the last week, but it came to a crux in the last week. And so I just want to share it with you. And it seems like a simple experience, but I hope there'll be some things that I will share with you that will be helpful to you at the end of the day. So I got invited to be chair of a session at our annual meeting coming up this December. And I have to say that my first thought was, oh my gosh, I get to be chair of a session. That's so awesome. Awesome because, yeah, I get to put it on my CV and it looks really good. And, you know, it shows national reputation, the stuff that you need for promotion. I read my promotion documents often. Actually, I haven't read it in a while, but that's probably also because I submitted my promotion documents recently. So I've been reading that document a lot. So I know where these things fit. So when people email me, and they say, can you show up and do this for me? I'm like, it doesn't fit on the promo. That doesn't get me where I want to be. Anyway, so I know it's important, right? Being asked to be chair of a session, it's an educational session at our annual meeting. It's a big deal. And then I read the topic they asked me to present on. And I thought, And to be honest, I wanted to say no. I wanted to say no because I've been working so hard to transition my research to a project area that I'm so passionate about and so excited about. And it's not as if the work I've done before doesn't matter. It's just that in this season, I recognize what I've come to do. And it's different from the work I started with. And that's okay, right? We change, we transition. And so But if they're going to ask me to speak, it makes sense that they look at all the things I've written and they're like, well, this is what she should come and speak about because, hey, she's the expert here, or one of the experts here. Anyway, I really considered saying no. But I also recognized it was an opportunity because I have two trainees, and I would say one person's a fellow, one person's a resident. Soon both will be fellows. And they've been working with me, and it became an opportunity not for me, but for them. And I thought, well, you know, I do have two people to work on this paper with. So here, let me backtrack a little bit. So it's your chair of the session, and there is also an article that comes with it. So you write the article, and then you give the presentation, you chair the session. Now, there are other speakers who are within my session who are also writing articles as well. So it was a speaking and invitation. They'll be speaking as part of it. But prior to that, we write for the annual education book that's printed every year. So that's what I thought, it's going to take away from this work I'm doing. But there are these young people I'm working with, it's an opportunity for them because one of them gets to be first author and the other is second author. And, you know, we have another paper we're working on together, so they get to flip. So one person's first author for this paper and the other person will be first author for the other paper. So I accepted the position, I accepted the job because I also knew that, well, it made sense for me. It's one of the things I'm supposed to be doing, but it also made sense for the young people I'm working with because my job is to advance their careers, and it was an opportunity. Anyway, they gave me the topic, and it was hard to write. It was hard. It was very hard. One is that I forgot that my young people are young, and they haven't done this very much, and they're busy. They're busy in residency and first year of fellowship, and they won't have as much time to pull these things together. So I found myself writing a lot of this manuscript, and it felt like a bear. Again, this is work I used to do. It's work I'm not doing anymore. And so there's kind of going back to the past and pulling up all the stuff that came with the fact that I've left the work. You know, it was an emotional space. It took me a long time to pull this article together, but I finally pulled it together. I passed the deadline. Okay, it's okay. Happens sometimes. And I sent it out. And it was one of those, I sent it out, relief, right? I did it. Yes. Okay. So then the reviews come back a couple of weeks later. This is the last week. Actually, the reviews came back a few weeks ago. I just haven't looked at them until last week. And, you know, it was an interesting set of reviews. You know, when you get a lot of reviews, you just, you know, they're just varied in terms of how they come through. But this particular set of reviews was interesting because the editor told me that, well, one reviewer actually wouldn't review it, which is interesting because people are always rejecting reviews anyway. It's interesting that I needed to be told the reason why this person rejected the review, but that's okay. It is what it is. Another reviewer gave me 56 points that needed correction, and another reviewer gave me 17 points. I appreciate the 17-point reviewer because that seems more reasonable to me. The 56-point reviewer, holy cow, that was a lot. Anyway, so I went to doing the work, and, you know, I want to thank my young people who worked with me, or early career faculty, let's call them early career faculty who worked with me, they really did help. And there was a lot of heavy lifting for me to do because they're very busy. There are some things they couldn't pull together, and it's fine. I got it done. But I have to say that I thought I would pull it out on Tuesday, do the revisions. And this is after the early career faculty working with me had done revisions, and then I would get it done. I set aside a day of writing. 4 days later, I was still working on it. And by the time I got to the end of the 56 comments and the 17, and then, you know, just reworked everything, it really felt like I was giving birth. And I know it's like, yeah, you're really going to compare that to giving birth. Yes, I am, actually. I've done it twice, so I know what I'm saying. Okay, it's been a long time, so clearly I've forgotten, but I've done it, right? But it's the whole idea that you're birthing something, that what you're creating matters. And, you know, part of it too was the resistance of, well, there's all this criticism that I need to address that says maybe I'm not worthy, even though it's not about being worthy, right? But I had so much emotional energy. It took a long time. Like, I actually literally waited to the day of the deadline to start working on it because there was just so much negative emotion surrounding the revising of this manuscript. Because in the first, I was like, well, I didn't even ask to write this paper. And then I write it, and then you criticize me like this? Like, what? But it was also a really powerful and important experience of revising, of going through all the feedback and realizing that the mere fact that these people actually chose to give me feedback because there was somebody else who chose not to was actually a gift. And the person who took time to write 56 comments, I don't know what was motivating them, but goodness, they gave me feedback. And that is so powerful. So I just want to say to reviewer number one, if you're out there and you're listening to me, I just want to say thank you. I am honored that you took so much time to invest in the manuscript and you wrote so many points for me to correct. Thank you. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful. And I just want to say thank you. In fact, I'm just going to say thank you right now to every reviewer out there that takes time to review a paper, because it's easier to just say, no, I'm not going to review. Whatever reason you give, whether it's a controversial topic, you feel like it's not been at, whatever it is, if you say, I'm going to do this, you really are gifting somebody something, because you're taking the work that's already good and then you're making it better. You're elevating the work. And then all of a sudden, it's like your mind, the synergy that comes from your mind synergizes with my mind, and we create something really beautiful. And I will tell you that at the end of that work, I really felt like I had put in a lot, because I tell you, it was 4 days and nights. I was up late. And then there were times when I was like, no. So I reach out and I request an extension. And the editor or the person who responds comes back to me and says, I say, I'm going to submit on Friday. And they say, well, take your time. You can submit Monday. And I'm like, no way. I am not letting this work cross the weekend. No, I'm submitting on Friday. So that was the battle. But I finally got it done. And it really did feel like something huge happened. Like the moment I hit submit, something big had happened. And that's what I'm here to share with you. It just was like giving birth. I'm going to just start with that metaphor right now. And again, I want to say that I've had two children. I know what giving birth is all about. I'm not trying to diminish giving birth. I'm just saying that it really is, when you're birthing something, it's serious business. You're creating something that didn't exist. It's a big deal. And it takes energy. And it's not necessarily a physical energy, though it becomes physical. It's an emotional and a spiritual energy. But it's really powerful and really important. And why is it important? It's important because, first of all, this thing I created, this work, didn't exist. Somebody thought this would be an interesting thing for others to learn about. And they said, okay, who will help us birth this thing? And to be honest, they didn't give me any guidance other than really the title, which, you know, every title is pregnant with so many different meanings. There's so many ways you could split it. And so they gave me a title. And I wrestled with the title and I created something. So I just want to stop and just remind you of how powerful it is for nothing to exist and then for you to, out of nothing, bring out something. Now, arguably, it didn't come out of nothing, right? I've been doing this work for a while. Arguably, I didn't just make it up. I looked in the literature. But you know what I'm saying? This paper, this thing that I wrote didn't exist. But then it came together. Right. And it took the synergy of the person who came up with the session, right? And the whole description of the session, the synergy of the person who came up with the title and whatever committee of people came up with it, the early career faculty that I'm working with, right? Their brainstorming and mine. And it came together and we created something. So we went from nothing and ended up with something powerful. Right. Really amazing. And yes, it took time and it was so like hard to pull it out, but it came together. And then we sent it out into the universe, not quite to the universe. We actually submitted it to the journal and it was reviewed by the reviewers. Okay. And then criticisms came back. But the only way the work could be criticized is because it was created in the first place. And that is something that's so powerful to me. This whole idea that, first of all, out of nothing, and I think I'm now in point number two, I'm not sure, but first that you would create something and the energy that it takes to create it. But the reason it's important to create is because if I didn't create it, it wouldn't exist. Yeah, somebody else would have been given the topic. If I had said, I'm not going to do this, they would hand it over to someone else and they would interpret it differently and they would create differently. What I created would not exist. They would create. It would still have the same title. There would still be a successful session in December. But what I created is unique because it comes from my perspective, right? I decided, you know, the title is something about complex scenarios. I decided what complex scenarios to address. There's so many I could have addressed. I chose three. somebody else would have looked and said, well, let's choose these other three. So the very act of creating something is amazing. It's really important. It's hard. It is like giving birth because you're creating what didn't exist before. And it's hard to do that. And it's hard to bring it into the world because you know what's going to happen to it. The moment it's brought into the world, someone's going to look at it and say, 56 points. This needs work. But the very act of creation, to be honest, is an act of resistance. Because you know what? Instead of being silent, instead of just letting things be, I'm standing up and I'm saying, I'm going to make this and make this happen. And I did. And I want to celebrate everybody who's out there making things happen, who are creating things out of nothing. Because if you don't create, it doesn't exist. We don't even know how much we're missing because people are not showing up to create what only they can. And if that's you, if that's you, and there are things that you want to create, but you are afraid, then point number two is for you. And point number two is that they couldn't criticize my work until I created it. And the very fact that I created it allowed the criticism to come. And that's why it is so important that you recognize what criticism does for you. Criticism is a gift that people give you because what you don't care about, you don't criticize, right? Yeah, you could encourage. Yes, that's another school. The people who love and support you, hopefully they're encouraging you. When you bring it out to the marketplace, there are people who are going to have very strong opinions about it. But the only reason they have strong opinions about it is because it is work that matters. It is work of value. Usually, if people bring rubbish to the marketplace, people just ignore it. Like, they don't even have to say any. It's like, it's so bad, you don't even have anything to say about it. But when it matters, it touches a nerve and people have to say something about it. But here's the thing. No criticism happens where no creation has been created, right? If you didn't create it, nobody can criticize you. And so sometimes there's a sense that we feel safe and secure. Nobody's criticizing us because we haven't made any moves. We haven't created anything. How can anybody criticize what has not been created? But the moment it's created, criticism tells you that it's significant because someone said, I am going to take the time, for better or for worse, to vilify this work or to critique it. Let's be more generous, to critique this work because it matters. If it didn't matter, like one person said, I'm not going to review this manuscript. It means, I don't know. It wasn't important enough that they wanted to be part of the work. Because when somebody says, I don't like this piece of the work, what they're saying is, I want to be a co-creator with you, for better or for worse. You don't have to have everybody co-create your work with you, but I need you to know that they're saying, I care enough about this topic that I'm going to tell you what I think is wrong. And it depends on where this person is coming from. I want to say that, to be honest, reviewer who gave me 56 points, I was not very enthused when I got the reviews. I was like, how could you? And what? You have this much time on your hands? I was not a very appreciative person. Having passed through where at the end of my recreation, that's what I did. I recreated, right? I got these critiques back. I recreated. And at the end of looking at my recreated work, I could step back and say, oh, this is good. I am not playing. It is good. It's not that it wasn't good before. It's that it's better now. And it's better now because a critique came that I was able to use. And now this reviewer and I, and the other reviewers and the editor, but this reviewer especially, because the 56 points helped me like really get into the paper in a way that I didn't before. And here's what I want to share about that, because this is an important point that comes to me right now. I didn't know really what to create, right? So in a way, when they asked me to create this thing, I took a chance and I created something. I wasn't sure how it was going to land. I wasn't sure, right? That was probably what was hard. It's different when it's like, oh, this is something I want to write about. I've thought about it. I know what I want to say. It's different when someone comes and says, can you write about this? It's like, well, I don't know what you're looking for. And I wouldn't write about that by myself. And now that you've asked me to, sure. Right. So it was hard. It was hard to create. I wasn't really sure what I was supposed to create. But the moment I got these critiques back from these reviewers, it gave me a sense of the direction I needed to take and shape the work. Because in their criticisms, in their critiques, they told me what mattered to them. It may not be what matters to the rest of the field, but they told me what matters to them.
And I was able to take what they told me matters to them and recreate a paper that now has my ideas infused into it, but also shapes it so that it matters to people who are like those reviewers, right? We recreate it. And I took their energy, their synergy, the synergy that they brought to the table by showing up and contributing, and I recreated something amazing. And so I think I want to say that when people criticize your work, I need you to know that it's a compliment. I know it doesn't feel like a compliment. I didn't feel like it was a compliment. And to be honest, I'm still growing to accept it as a compliment. But it is a compliment because people are saying you've done something of significance. Because if it's not significant, people don't talk about it. They don't try to tear it down or critique it so that you can improve it, right? It's significant. That's why people stand up and speak. And so the moment you get up and you're criticized, I want you to pause and recognize that it is a compliment. And you should stop and say, okay, there's something here. There is something here. The second component of that is that you can take the thing that they give you as feedback to help you decide what to do. It's information. You don't even have to use the information. I will tell you that I seriously consider just saying, you know what, I'm just not even going to resubmit this thing. I considered that because it just felt like too much. I'm like, I don't even want to write this paper. You invited me to write this paper and now you're giving me more homework? But I did, right? I could have taken the information and said, clearly you people don't appreciate my genius. I'm going to go elsewhere. And I've done that before, right? Sometimes you do. You're like, I'm not even going to resubmit this paper because you're not even my audience. But it gives you information. And for me, because I had accepted this role, I did want to take those critiques and apply it to the manuscript and make it something that is valuable to their audience because I don't know their audience. They know their audience. They invited me, so they know their audience, right? And so critiques, criticisms are a sign of the significance of your work. The third thing that I want to share is that I took the challenge. Now, I will tell you that the energy I had when I first started was like, I'm going to show you. I wrote a good paper. You critiqued it so much. I'm gonna respond to all your critiques. I'm going to show you because, you know, all that energy, which is not good. That's why it took me 2 weeks to come to the right energy of, you know what, this is a paper that's already good. It's a very meritorious paper and it's going to just get better. And I want this work to go forward because there are young people who are depending on this manuscript as like maybe their first manuscript, right? So I intentionally took the work back and I recreated it and I made it what it is. And it was an important opportunity. I didn't have to, but I did. And I'm glad that I did. And it took courage to do that. And I know because, gosh, it was hard. And it took me 4 days more than I really wanted to. I started on Tuesday. I submitted late Friday. It took a long time, but it was the important thing to do. It was absolutely the important thing to do because I took something that was good and then I made it better. And the only way I did that was because I stepped up to the plate and I took what they gave me and I made something amazing out of it. Ooh. So what do I want to invite you to do? The first thing I want to invite you to do is to create, is to show up and create. Yes, they are going to criticize you. Absolutely, they are. And sometimes the reason we don't want to create is because we are afraid of the criticism. And I'm just going to say the criticism is going to come. It's going to come because your work is significant. It's going to come because your work has value. And so that's why you just show up anyway. Show up anyway and get it done. Just do it. And the reason you want to do it is because, gosh, your work matters. You matter. And your work is really an extension of you. The things you create in it are really an extension of who you are. If you don't create this work, and there's a part of you that's not doing the work that it's supposed to, there's a part of you that goes unfulfilled. And so please just show up and create. The second thing I want to invite you to do is to not take the criticism seriously. People are telling you what they value. That's all. That's all criticism is. The people are telling you what they value. And yes, it stings. Oh, yes, it burns. And sometimes you just want to punch someone. I get it. But really, criticism is just, this is what really matters to me. And so I'm letting you know, it's not about you. It's about them. And you just need to think about what pieces of it are you going to take and use And what pieces are you going to discard? Yeah, the vehemence with which they wrote their criticisms. Okay, leave that behind. Or the edge that you're reading to the criticism. Ah, yeah, not valuable. Put that aside. There's information there. And the information they were giving me was, this is not what our audience will accept. And so I took the information and I used it to my benefit. And that's my third call to you, is to look around you and see, where are people criticizing your work the most? What information does it give you? How can you use it to your benefit? Don't use the energy of, I'm going to show them, because it's not about them. It's not about them. Yes, they criticized you based on their experience and based on what they feel like is important. But the work is about you. It's about your opportunity to express yourself. It's about your opportunity to make your mark on the world. It's about your opportunity to educate and teach. Don't let anybody get in the way of that. Don't let anybody get in the way of that. Because if you do, you lose. You lose when you're silent, when you allow somebody else's criticism to shut you up for good. You lose. It may be that you say, well, I'm not going to speak in this space anymore. It's up to you. You got to choose. What space do you want to speak in? Just because they criticize you doesn't mean that you don't show up in the space and speak again. I want to invite you to recognize the reason why you do the work you do is because of the person you become in the process of doing it. So I want to invite you, if for whatever reason you have given up on some work because of the criticism that's come to you, for whatever reason, I want to invite you to take up the work again. Because we need you. We need you. I need you to show up and be you in the biggest, baddest, best way that you could be. I want you to be you. And if there's a part of you that's not finding expression, and that part is suffering and silently dying. And I have to tell you that gangrene doesn't look good. If the rest of the body's healthy and there's just one limb that's like, you know, dying, it's not okay. So I hope that you will take the challenge and show up and create the work that you're meant to create. And I would love it if you would come tell me all about it. It has been a pleasure to talk with you today. Thank you so much for tuning in. I just want to encourage you, as you go forth in the week, to recognize your power to create is one of the most amazing powers that you have. And I hope you will exercise your authority in the place of creation this week. All right, have a great day. And I look forward to speaking to you again next time. And for those who've been listening until now, you may notice that I didn't even say anything about rest yet. There's going to need to be a part two of this episode. All right. Have a great day. I'll talk to you next time.